Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Members of President Trump's coronavirus task force testified before the Senate Health Committee today. Dr. Anthony Fauci said that a vaccine won't be available until next year at the earliest. And despite White House hopes for a quick economic recovery, CDC Director Robert Redfield made it clear the virus is still out there.
It's important to emphasize that we're not out of the woods yet. We need to stay vigilant with social distancing. It remains an imperative.
Joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, how extraordinary was this hearing? It was done remotely with senators wearing masks.
It was pretty extraordinary. I mean, you have members of the president's task force who came into contact with someone who had COVID while they were going to White House meetings, and that's why they had to self-quarantine. That's why they appeared at the hearing remotely. You had Lamar Alexander, the chairman of the committee, who also was exposed to someone with COVID on his own staff, chairing the meeting remotely. So this shows you that even for people with tremendous resources, and availability, access to testing, it's not so easy to stay safe. Yeah. And it raises the question, how can people who do not have access to the same resources as the White House, how can they be confident when they are being told to go back out to work, to the grocery store and to restaurants?
You know, you were listening for signs of any consensus between President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci on drug treatments and the speed of states reopening. What did you hear?
I heard the same kind of disconnect that we've heard all along between President Trump and his top science advisor. The president says, you know, it's time to reopen. He tends to defy his own government's orders and tweet that certain states should be liberated from the lockdowns. Meanwhile, you have Dr. Fauci who says, quote, the consequences could be very serious if states open up too soon. He told the New York Times that the country risked the danger of multiple outbreaks that would result in needless suffering and death. What he wants is he wants those guidelines to be followed, which is that states have to see a diminution in the number of positive cases or deaths over 14 days before they can go to the next step. But many states are going to the next step even without reaching those fulfilling those criteria. And President Trump has been saying, well, it's up to the governors.
Yeah. And in fact, Dr. Fauci was asked about his concern at this hearing about states reopening before their goals were met. Here he is. Let's listen.
What I've expressed then and again is my concern that if some areas, cities, states, or what have you, jump over those various checkpoints and prematurely open up without having the capability of being able to respond effectively and efficiently, my concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks.
But Republican Rand Paul also has been criticizing this. He criticized Fauci, saying that he wasn't the be-all, end-all of advice on reopening the economy. How much criticism is Fauci actually getting for this cautious approach collectively?
Well, that's a really interesting dynamic. Senator Paul said to Fauci, you know, you say there could be outbreaks, but other people say there won't be a surge. Dr. Fauci has gotten a lot of criticism from the conservative base of the Republican Party. There was a hashtag called Fire Fauci. A lot of the protesters in front of state capitals who were protesting the lockdown orders, protesters that the president himself supported, were also holding signs to get rid of Fauci. But Dr. Fauci is extremely popular. He has very high credibility. The president has not criticized him, with the exception of retweeting a tweet that had the hashtag Fire Fauci in it. And I think the president understands that Dr. Fauci is kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval on this. He is a real hero. Yeah. He even has a bobblehead doll made in his likeness, which I guess is the ultimate in celebrity. So even though you are hearing some criticism from certain corners of the conservative media universe, you are not hearing them from the president.
One last thing I want to ask you about is what the president has said. He actually spoke in the Rose Garden yesterday. Let's listen.
In every generation, through every challenge and hardship and danger, America has risen to the task. We have met the moment, and we have prevailed.
You know, you kind of talked about this, Mara, already, but Trump has had to walk back saying he meant we've prevailed on testing. What did we learn about testing today?
Well, you know, that didn't have a lot of credibility. When you say America has risen to the task, we have met the moment, and we have prevailed, and compared it to other generations, challenge, hardship, and danger, that sounds like mission accomplished. And yes, the president walked it back, but what we heard today from many senators and the health experts was that we have not done enough testing. You know, Lamar Alexander has really been beating the drum on this. He says, yes, what we've done so far is impressive, but nearly not enough. We need much more testing if we're going to be able to open the economy safely, understand who needs to go, who can go back to work, who needs to stay home. And he has said that the government doesn't have enough money to keep the economy in a medically induced coma. So that's why we need so much more testing. At the same time, you hear the president say, at various times, testing isn't necessary.
Yeah. That's Mara Liasson. She is NPR's national political correspondent. As always, thank you.
Thank you so much.